So we learned already that DNA strands are made up of individual units or monomers of nucleotides, and these nucleotides are made up of three distinct parts: a phosphate group, a pentose sugar, and a nitrogenous base. And it turns out that it's the nitrogenous base that gives a nucleotide its identity. This is how we can identify one nucleotide from the other based on the nitrogenous base that's found within it. So the five different types of nitrogenous bases include adenine, guanine, cytosine, thymine, and uracil. And these bases are identified by the first letter of their name. So adenine is identified as A, for example, guanine by G, and so on. Now, it's important to note, you can just keep this in mind for now. We'll find out a little bit more about it later on in this unit, but thymine is only found in DNA molecules, whereas uracil is only found in RNA molecules. So these five bases can be divided into two categories, the purines and the pyrimidines. Purines are made up of adenine and guanine, and these are nitrogenous bases that have a double ring structure, as you can see in the image in the slide here. Whereas pyrimidines only have a single ring in their structure, and the pyrimidines include cytosine, thymine, and uracil. So these are the five different bases that can be found in nucleotides, and the nucleotides are identified by the nitrogenous base that's within them. And these five types of nitrogenous bases can be broken down into two categories, purines and pyrimidines.